Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 2898.
Ding.
Ding.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
Woo! D. Chad Smith. Woo! Robin Fox. And my car.
Montgomery!
Hey, in the men's room.
Yeah!
On tap today, Ryan Castle, the Drunken Charge, is into Sit and Spin. Today, 10 songs with the most mind-bogglingly stupid lyrics of all times. What you don't need to know, the Shark Attack Edition. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click. Clack.
Drinking to drunk.
All right, here we go. Virginia man goes to grocery store, rubs produce on his naked butt, and then puts it back on the shelf. Meanwhile, a West Virginia man named Squirrel is arrested for attacking mom with spatula and looking like a giant paint-huffing elf. Cycling speed record broken at 138 miles per hour.
Damn.
That's actually 83 miles per hour. Man walks right up to Old Faithful and turns the water sour. And in New Orleans, a cat knocks power out for thousands. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, let's talk about something that everyone has. The butt. That's right. The human butt. Everyone has one. And as a result of that, butts kind of have their own stories. For example, on yesterday's show, maybe you just heard, our shot of the day honored Amanda Peters. She used her butt as a poop cannon. Long story short, she pooped on a cop who was trying to arrest her. And she somehow pooped in a, quote, upward motion and splattered the cop's arms, legs, and face. That's one butt story. At an airport in Dubai, a man was arrested for trying to smuggle a kilogram of gold in his rectum. Not sure quite how they discovered that, but they did. That's another butt story. And then for our final butt story, we go to the fine state of Virginia. In this case, a man went into a grocery store, pulled down his pants, and began rubbing produce on his ass. In case you're wondering, it was fruit, but they're not saying which fruit it was. After he rubbed it on his ass, he put the produce back on the shelf. That's his butt story. Everybody has a story that includes their butt. Some are good, some are bad. But today we ask you to share. Our question is this. Why was a butt part of the story?
Be part of the big show. Call 844-999. Ola, like the Men's Room on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, it's all and away we go. Welcome to show number 2898. What a large and charge program we have for you today.
As the drunk in charge, Ryan Castle will be into Sit and Spin. And today, Ryan brings us the 10 songs with the most mind-bogglingly stupid lyrics parks of all time. Now, what you don't need to know, Ted, it's going to hit a little bit close to home. As you know, one of the first shark attacks in the United States of America happened the other day. It happened in the Cape Cod area. I don't know if you saw the pictures of the amount of seals that are in that area right now, mm-hmm. but they are there in droves by the thousands. Obviously, you know what shark's favorite diet is. That would be a seal. Unfortunately, a swimmer was attacked and was one of the first
in 80 years.
Yeah, in that area. So that's crazy. So today, with what you don't need to know, we have the shark attack edition. What you need to know is, on average, only two people are killed, maybe once every 3 years, in a shark attack in North America.
But they have one thing in common. They're in the goddamn water. Just saying.
Yes,
to me,
true.
It's easy to avoid a shark attack.
There are more dangerous places for you to be statistically. So that's
the water.
That was the whole idea. Look, we have Shark Week. We're all fascinated by sharks. We think they're killing machines, which they are. I mean, give them credit for what they do. But at the same time,
you're a killing machine.
They're not as dangerous to humans as just general everyday things. So we have some statistics coming up on things that are much more dangerous.
I need to correct one thing. They're dangerous to humans. It's just unlikely you will interact.
That is correct.
Right.
Because normally you're not in salt water. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile that's coming up. And today we're going to talk about butts in all shapes and sizes. Our shot of the day from our last episode involved a woman. And I believe that she was in
Kentucky,
if I'm not mistaken. They had
her. Stay classy, Kentucky.
In the, here we go. I'll just give you the story. Cops went to see 26-year-old Amanda Peters. She was living in a home in Livingston, Kentucky on Saturday. Does anyone know at Z-Rock 103 in Lexington where in the hell Livingston, Kentucky is? Anyway, she is there on an outstanding warrant, or they're there on an outstanding warrant for identity theft and car theft. But she was not going to go easy. She ran into her bathroom, and she hopped onto the toilet. And then, according to the police report, she, quote, intentionally released her bowels in an upward motion with purposeful direction. Purposeful direction.
That is talentful.
Purposeful. Yes, that landed, in other words, the intent to splash poop on this person's body and face. And it did land on the cop's face, arms, and legs.
His face.
Yes. And I believe this officer was a woman because she was trying to break into the door of the bathroom when she locked herself initially, if I read your original report on the story. The woman was able to get in. The female officer was able to get in. And when she came in, she had her poop cannon ready. And she was turning around and right on cue, she went right at her.
I say this all the time. Why does anyone want to be a cop?
Yeah, well, they say, now this story goes, now what does that mean? Does that mean that she threw it, or is that the... No.
No,
she turned back to the police officer, she dropped her pants, and she fired her feces like a cannon.
That's like a skunk move, right?
I mean, can you imagine having this woman at parties? I mean, like, look, I'm sorry. Like, you could just go out back. You know what I mean? Like, you could just go to the backyard and just have her do it in the yard. You
know what I mean? Like, watch this.
Because she doesn't care.
She can hit a target from 3 feet.
Have her stand on a 5-gallon bucket. You know what I mean? Like, big orange Home Depot 5-gallon bucket. And she could just face the other way. Hell, maybe you want to put a canvas up. I don't know. This could be entertaining. Either way.
Someone would buy that.
She can do it. She's available for dinner parties and kids' birthdays. So on top of the other charges she was already facing, she was also hit with resisting arrest and third-degree assault.
That's third-degree assault, if you poop on someone.
We've already talked about that. We've said you could throw a Q-tip at somebody, and that's assault now, right?
Sure.
Isn't it just that much of a ridiculous... I mean...
It is.
I'm saying that is ridiculous, because I think... pooping on someone is assault.
Yeah. With a bodily fluid.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, but I feel like it should have, like, a different term. Because I always feel like assault... You know, assault to me has an impact of some kind. I feel like when you poop on someone, like, it needs its own category, man.
Yes.
Because, for assaulting an officer, would you hit him? Like, nah, I pooped on him. I think it should be definitive.
Let's go to Northern Virginia, Ted's favorite spot on Earth, where a man is accused of rubbing produce on his butt in a Northern Virginia grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Police reports said the defiled produce was, in fact, fruit. Here we go. A man was arrested.
See where it was?
At a Northern Virginia grocery store after he was seen pulling down his pants and rubbing produce items on his butt.
I think it was in Manassas.
It was in Manassas.
Oh, the suspect then put the items back on the shelf.
I like that move.
The employee at the store told authorities,
Yes, according to the Manassas City Police.
It's not how you pronounce it.
Officers reported to the Giant grocery store on Dumfries Road in Manassas shortly before 4:30.
I know where that is, man.
Dumfries Road?
My aunt actually lives off of Dumfries Road in Manassas. Mm-hmm. Damn.
They arrested Manassas resident Michael Johnson, Dwayne Johnson, that's right, 27-year-old Dwayne Johnson. Who do we know named Dwayne Johnson?
Seriously, man.
Yeah, Dwayne
Johnson.
Was
it Michael Dwayne Johnson?
Michael Dwayne Johnson.
That's a famous name.
Yes, it is.
Michael Johnson was pretty fast, too.
Mm-hmm. Johnson facing charges of indecent exposure, destruction of property. It wasn't immediately clear if he had an attorney. That would be
a weird one.
I'm
guessing he does not.
No, I'm guessing he doesn't need to get one either.
Like,
because
I just feel like if the crime that you... If the crime you got arrested for is that you're a grown-ass man and you're rubbing fruit on your naked ass in a grocery store.
Sounds like a TV commercial for a law firm, doesn't it? Do you rub produce on your genitalia in open public spaces?
Are you so stupid that no other lawyer will represent you?
I'm Mark Steinberg.
I think it does matter which fruit it was, though.
Why would it matter? Why?
A police spokesman did not have information what type of produce Johnson allegedly defiled, although she said a police report mentioned it was fruit. A Giant store manager said he was unable to speak about the incident.
Why can't you speak about the incident?
Because if it was like a banana or an orange, no big deal.
You don't have a single banana. Very rarely is there a single banana.
But listen, I hear what you're saying. In theory, right. It's you got the skin on it, you eat what's on the inside. So the next time you bring a banana in, I'm going to put it in my pants and I hand it back to you and tell me if you still feel the same way. We work with a guy where I said, look, man, he has a big coffee thermos. And I made this offer to him because I used to always joke, I'm going to put my penis on his coffee mug. He's like, please don't do that. So then I said, all right, what if I just put it in the mug, but it doesn't touch anything? Doesn't touch anything. Would you still drink coffee out of it? He said, no. I'm telling you, once you know that something has defiled the space, I would not touch the coffee mug. I said, I just want to put my penis in there.
Do you know where
in the empty space? And he said, man, even if you did that, I could never drink coffee out of it.
You're right. I'm just saying, if you said, hey, Miles has rubbed an apple and a banana on his butt, or you don't know which one was rubbed on there. One of them was. I'm taking the banana every day of the week. Even if it turns out Miles laughs and goes, you're eating
this
butt
requires
banana.
That your circus, that the Giant grocery store Manassas says, hey, you must buy this fruit.
Ted, do you think...
You must buy... If that's the case, I'm right there with you.
Ted, do you think I have any room to talk about eating a banana after being on someone's body?
That's different. That situation was different. That's a lot different.
That's not different.
It is different.
That's a different.
This is a guy.
That's a choice you made.
It's a choice you made because there's a naked porn star.
It's not really a choice that I made.
It is a choice that you made. And I'd have made the same choice. We had a naked hot chick sitting in the studio.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was all theater of the mind, of course. Anyway, the point is, I'm just saying, it doesn't matter the fruit.
It can be
strawberries, it can be a banana, it can be an orange. I'm not eating it.
Sometimes I still think about it. I go, what in the hell were we doing in there?
We crashed the website.
That was not good. So, why was a butt part of the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
All right, so as all good stories start, starts in Florida, Cocoa Beach. I was surfing.
Okay.
I saw a wooden handrail. I decided, all right, my board shorts are wet. I can make this. So I decided to slide down it. At the end of it, I found out that I had a 1/4-inch by about 6.5-inch splinter straight up my right butt.
Oh, how thick was that splinter? It'd probably been there for years.
It was pretty thick. It was pretty bad.
That's like getting hit with a blow dart, man.
Oh, man. Did it come out the other end, or did it just go straight in?
No, it's straight in. I ran down to the water thinking, okay, you know what? I'm going to get this wet, yank it out. That just turned it into like 7 more splinters.
So wait, when you tried to pull it out, did it break inside of your butt?
Oh, yeah. So I'm dancing around the beach with my hand in the back of my pants, and I feel the tip of it. So I go to pull on it real quick, and then it just comes down, and it's only about an inch long.
Oh, there's so much more deep inside there. So now would they have to numb it up, I guess, and just go in with some tweezers and try to get it out?
Yeah, so that was the worst part. I get meted by the biggest weightlifting nurse I've ever seen in my life, and he's like, unfortunately, since we can't detect wood in the x-ray machine, we kind of got to guess and feel our way through. So this guy's just groping my butt cheek, just feeling around for these little pieces and slicing it open.
How long did it take for your erection to go away? So he's feeling around for pieces.
A little bit.
And I mean, And then what do? They estimate, they numb you up and what, cut you open and pull them out?
Oh, yeah. I had, I think, six different areas where my my butt cheek was cut open.
Hmm. Now, okay. If I were to have the misfortune of seeing your naked ass now, are there still scars there?
I don't know. It's too hairy.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, thank you for that fantastic visual.
I had a roommate, man. Jesus, it was a jacked up nurse. He said, we didn't have a time. If we got really hurt, I opened up my hand. He sewed it up for me. It's actually pretty handy.
Yes, I think if you live with a medical practitioner.
But he sewed it up with string. It's like regular sewing string. You know what I mean?
And it works. Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah, I got a buddy that's a paramedic. It's a nice, safe feeling.
It really is. No, what I mean, it does. It feels, because it'll calm you down. Like, I can take care of this man.
What happens
probably
if you're hanging out
with the hospital, but I'll sew it up for you. We'll super glue it.
But what happens to paramedic is the drunk guy.
Oh, he is completely. And the drug addict. You just got to let him go. You just got to still trust him. No, I mean, because
he's an alcoholic and a drug addict.
Oh, yeah.
He's also a nurse.
Oh, yeah, totally. Completely.
Okay.
Yeah. And jacked, man. You know why, man? Because they know the right drugs to get. If you want a weightlift, be a nurse, man.
That is very true.
Because they don't have any problem with needles. They got no fear of that stuff. You know what I mean? So if you really want to go straight to the core of Gold's Gym, man, you can do that in about one cycle or two.
I like where you're going with this. This is solid career advice. Listen,
no, I'm just telling you. It's my own personal experience.
If you really want to be swole,
if you want to get yoked illegally,
be a nurse.
Be a nurse.
Right.
You don't have to do it orally, and that rips up your whole insides. Why was a butt part of the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Josh, it says here that you were calling us from North Carolina. In which case, what is the weather in North Carolina?
Well, today was a sunny, crisp, 90-degree weather.
Really?
Jeez. Where are you in North Carolina, man?
I'm in Fort Bragg.
Oh, you are in Fort Bragg. Okay, so you guys didn't really get hit that bad, did you?
No, the coast really got... The coast and the river area, they're the ones that got, life-changing event. I mean, we just got some wind, and then it just rained like cats and dogs for 2 days.
Well, we saw a picture of 40. Which is completely covered in water.
Right.
So that whole interstate looks like just one big river, which is bizarre.
Oh, yeah. I-95, I-40, I-74, they're digging for you. You can ride kayak faster down than anything.
Let me ask you this. How humid is it?
Today it was pretty humid. Today it was 100%.
Yeah, that's pretty humid, 100%.
Wow. I think when he said crisp, he was being facetious.
Yeah.
So what was the story with your butt?
All right. Many years ago, I was a young Marine before I decided to switch over to the Army. And I was going through a gentle divorce, we'll call it that.
Okay.
And my buddy convinced me to, let's go out to the movies, to the gentleman's club. So we went out all night long, partied, whatever. Came back to the house, and my future ex was investigating on where we were, and he let it slip that we were, seeing women. So I got mad and upset, and I waited until he slept, and then I went out, because I did siding on the side. I had a stapler that I used to put paper up, and I shot a 3/4 inch staple into his right butt.
Those are like the copper kind, right?
Oof. It was a barbed one.
Yeah. Oh, man. That had to hurt.
Well, he abruptly woke up and commenced to be very upset.
You got to take it out with a stable remover, right? Like a real stable remover.
We got some needle nose pliers, and it took a 3-4 tugs, and finally, it made that popping sound.
God,
it was definitely well worth it.
Oh, man. Speaking of butts in strip clubs, and I can't remember.
I can see how those two go together.
Well, honest to God, in Portland, at one point in time, do you guys remember who was, there was another group of people, and I can't remember which trip this was, but either way, somebody was having a bachelor party, and they took this guy up on stage.
All right.
And one of the girls literally beat the living hell.
That's pretty common practice.
Okay, I think I've seen this before. I've never seen anything like basically how this guy was punished. I mean, it was impressive how bad she was beating him.
We did it to my buddy in Vegas. We got some entertainment in the condo.
Okay.
And then
but was the entertainment angry?
No.
See, I think that's the difference.
But I was going to say, we got him angry. Not in a bad way, but
How do you get someone angry in a good way?
Because the brother of the groom was kind of nervous. He's like, I don't know, like, how do we haggle strippers? We have the place. I was like, give me a couple drinks. I'm on this. So we get
Ted,
down.
Right on.
We get down the deal.
The man?
We get down the deal of it. And then they're like, hey, by the way, like, do you guys like your buddy? We're like, yeah. And she was like, well, if you pay extra, like, we can smack
beat
him around.
The living hell out of
yeah. him. So once by the time it started, everybody else in the room got kind of drunk and I think we spent more money to get him hit with a belt than we did on them
this
taking
guy,
off clothes.
How many times did he get hit with the belt, man?
It was a couple.
This guy couldn't even get up. He couldn't
I
even
can't
stand
explain
up.
It. We got fired up. We were like, yeah, hit him.
She pulled out his pants.
Hit him.
Beating the living hell out of this guy. Like, when he got up, like, you could see the pain. It looked like if your dad, like, just beat the crap out of you when you were, like, 9. You know what I mean? Like, the look on his face was just like, Mom! It's like, God
everything
damn it. You're supposed to be here for your fun.
Right?
Like, I thought you were supposed to have something good happen to you.
It always backfires on the bachelor, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Right. Any bachelor party, the bachelor typically, if anything goes south, it's more or less on the bachelor. Mm-hmm.
And it was on stage, right? I wasn't there. Like, with you
yes,
guys?
No, this was on
stage.
That's
the other, like, I've been on other bachelor trips.
Ted,
we just got normal lap dances.
Yeah.
But if you make the point of spending the money on stage, they're going to.
And it was like, there was like two of them. And I mean, and they were grinding hard on him and everything. And he's just sitting in a
chair.
That
was the good part.
And he's, you know, there's like, and that was the thing. There was about 30, 40 seconds or 2 or 3 minutes of just like, hey, this guy's having a really good time. And then literally things just turned on a dime and they beat the living hell out of this guy.
Basically, it's like, we're going to give you an erection. And then when you get it, we're going to beat the living piss out of you.
And the whole thing is odd. Right? Like, generally, it's you weird. Get a lap dance, you go to the back in a quiet place, but it's it's your bachelor party? Get on stage and have a bunch of dudes.
Do it in front of everybody.
Stare at you, get a lap dance.
The hottest naked chicks in this place are going to beat your ass like they hate your guts.
Yeah.
Dude was almost crying. I was like, oh,
man, I didn't see that one.
We didn't get our buddy
hurt that bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was laughing.
Why was a butt there a part of the story? 844-999-OLA. Still to come, Ryan Castle, Drunken Charge, coming in to Sit and Spin. And today we'll have the 10 songs with the most mind-bogglingly stupid lyrics of all time. Some more of your calls on the way. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We go to Fort Myers, Florida. A woman tried to keep her husband from leaving her by stabbing him in the butt Saturday night.
That works 100% of the time.
Lee County Sheriff's Office reported a possible stabbing on Baltimore Avenue shortly before 10 o'clock. When they arrived, they found Francisco Ortiz, 36, with blood on his right hand. And he told deputies that his wife had, in fact, stabbed him in the butt. Deputies found his wife sitting in the black truck in front of the home. They arrived at the scene and treated him for his injuries. He was bleeding and was having injuries that were, quote, consistent with being stabbed with a knife in the butt. He refused to be transported to the hospital. I think that's fair, depending on how bad it hurts at the time. You want to see if it's infected? Is this something that need to do?
Well, it depends on the knife, man.
Maybe some peroxide. Is this an Uberable ride to the hospital? Do we ER this?
Uber it. Uber it for sure.
I know we question every injury as far as, is this severe enough to go to the hospital? It is a knife. You do get stabbed in the butt cheek. It is probably one of the fattiest parts of your body.
It is, but if the knife that she grabbed out of the sink, is this a knife she has on her? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Was there butter on it when it went in? Like, I would just get my ass checked, but definitely an Uber ride.
Ortiz told deputies that he and his wife, who'd been married for 2 years, had gone out together that night.
Mm-hmm.
And while they were out, she was flirting with different people. And he got upset. So he decided to leave her and began packing his things once they got home. The wife got mad that he was leaving, according to the report. The couple started arguing, and then his wife picked up an approximately 5-inch blade and started swinging.
Bam.
He tried to move out of the way and tried running out the bedroom door. But that's when his wife came up behind him, caught him, and stabbed him in the right butt cheek. He then ran outside and called police. Our question, why was a butt part of the story? 844-999-OLA.
Hello,
oh,
Joe.
No.
What?
No. What? Oh, no. I just got to her name.
This is the wife's name?
Yes.
What is her name?
Her name is Ymarie Colon Martinez.
Colon.
Oh. It was all there.
Or Colon, depending.
Well, it'll be Colon
looks
now.
Looks like Colon to me.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. How are you, Johnny?
30 minutes and I'm out of work, so.
Okay. Did we get to hear that annoying beep the whole time we talked to you?
I'm sorry, I work at a sawmill.
All right. Well, you yeah, can't have safety equipment in a sawmill. What good would come of that?
It's a huge forklift. I run the green yard, so pull all the wood off of the package.
I know. It sounds all like right. every garbage truck going through my neighborhood at 3 a.m.
Anyway, so when I was younger, I was with my now wife, then girlfriend. We decided to go camping. I think we've only been together for maybe 2 months. So it was all her friends. I had no friends down there, so. But we all set up camp or whatever, and I decided to go fishing on a little lake right there next to the campsite. And so I set up fish and have one of those, what it was called, chairs or whatever. It's like a fishing chair, but a little bit smaller. And in between your legs, they got pole holders.
Oh, all right. So it's like a fold-out chair that's equipped for fishing.
Perfect, yeah, exactly, a fishing chair. So I, you know, got everything rigged up, put a bell up, and started drinking beer. And, you know, the bell starts dinging. I get up, check the pole. 2 minutes later, nothing. So I went to sit back down. Well, that thing kicked out from underneath me, and I sat right down on my beer bottle.
Oh!
Oh!
Did it, I mean...
Did it go in that place? Yeah, we hope it did not.
I mean, did you hit a hole in one, or was this just, you know, near the green?
It was near the green, but it broke. And
No! No, you didn't.
My dumbass.
So what kind of injury do you receive to your ass when you break a beer bottle with it?
Well, that's what I didn't know. So I ran back to the campsite. And again, like I said, I've only met her friends a couple times. And they're all sitting around the campfire. And I've been drinking all day, so I'm drunk. And I just walked up right next to her, and I dropped my drawers, and I said, is it bad?
And she so, said, what are you doing down there?
Glass out of my ass for like I don't know, about an hour.
What? One more question. How long did you guys date?
Oh, we're married now.
All right, years. That's all it takes. Just one glass bottle.
That's when she knew he was her man.
Yeah. Well, it was about part of the story. 844-999. Ola, more of your calls coming up here in seconds.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.